Okay, no intro today. Fuck the intro. Fuck the EV2. We're gonna get right into.
Hold on. Well, we're all very emotional. Some of us more than others, but we're all very emotional to some extent. If anyone has been following what's been happening in the NHL, specifically the Chicago Blackhawks, last little bit, I think you know exactly where we're gonna go with this podcast today. So much like the. Kyle Beach episodes, I want to use this as, because I don't know how far into this we're going to get, how deep we're going to get into this, because again, this is a very serious conversation that we're going to be having.
Yes.
So this is going to, so I'm using this as a trigger warning.
Yes, good
we're
point.
We're probably going to be talking about subjects that are very sensitive, like sexual assault, and mostly sexual assault. So again, if you do not want to listen to that, this podcast probably, or this episode probably isn't for you, if we're being honest. Although I would highly encourage those of you who can listen to it to listen to it, because I do think there are many points here that we're going to be talking about that I think need to be said. Like we said back in fucking October. But so I know Armand asked if he could start off, so I'll let him kind of go, and I'll just kind of step back and let
first of all go. Thank you for that was actually very, very important. I completely forgot about mentioning that. Yeah. So thank you so much, because I was about to go
no
off.
Problem yeah, no problem. So this is a trigger warning, you've been warned. Yes. we'll give you a little buffer. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Look,
yep,
I'm a little toned down now after a couple minutes, but basically, you know what? No, let's play the video first. Play the first clip first for our audience and our listeners and our viewers on YouTube. Okay. And then I'll share my opinion.
Yep.
Play first.
Okay. So just to give a little context here.
Can we give context after? Can we give context after?
Okay. That's fine. Give me one second. This is from, so I'm going to play, as Armand mentioned, we are going to be playing some clips. They are both from the same Twitter handle, Wally Maz, at Wally Maz 35. Thank you so much for posting these. Oh my goodness, stop playing. So here is the first clip of writer Mark Lazarus.
Also, and I think much of what happened to Kyle Beach stemmed from a power imbalance between a coach and a player, and the powerlessness of a player in that situation. So what are the Blackhawks doing? What have the Blackhawks done? What will the Blackhawks do to empower a player in a similar situation to make sure that doesn't happen again?
I'm going to answer the question at the end. I think the report speaks for itself. The people that were involved are no longer here. We're not looking back at 2010. We're looking forward. And we're not going to talk about 2010. I'm not either. And we're not going to talk about what happened. We're moving forward. That is my answer. Now, what's your next question?
I can pick up too what we are doing today. And I think
That's none of your business. That's none of your business. What we're going to do today is our business. I don't think it's any of your business. Because I don't think it's any of your business. You don't work for the company. If someone in the company asks that question, we'll answer it. And I think it should get on to the next subject. We're not going to talk about Kyle Beach. We're not going to talk about anything that happened. Now we're moving on. What more do I have to say? You want to keep asking the same question? You hear the same answer? Okay, ask the next question.
Okay, so that's the first clip. I'm going to play one more.
We'll provide context now. Okay, let me go off the rails for a little bit. Basically, sorry, I just came back from shoveling snow, so I have some lint in my face.
So hold on. So a little bit of context here. So yesterday, the Chicago Blackhawks held a town hall for a bunch of the Chicago reporters. And again, I think this is probably one of the first opportunities that members of the Chicago media have had to be able to talk to Rocky Wirtz, who is the current owner of the Chicago Blackhawks. So at least, sorry, that's to my understanding. I could be completely wrong, but I think that this is for a lot of the media members, this is the first opportunity they've had to talk to Rocky Wirtz actually ask some questions about the situation since this thing happened in October.
Yep, basically. So Rocky Wirtz, he's the owner of the Chicago Blackhawks ownership group. I don't know the exact name of their organization. Mm-hmm. There were a few others on the panel as well. I don't remember who. I know there is Danny Wirtz, who's the son of the CEO, Rocky Wirtz. And then all the media came by. They just asked them questions. It was the town hall, right? So this is the perfect time to ask questions about the organization. So Mark Lazarus, he works for The Athletic. He's a great person, great articles. I love The Athletic, first of all. He asked a question about the Blackhawks, right? Simon, would you say that the Kyle Beach incident is relevant to this Chicago Blackhawks season, yes or no?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so what is the purpose of this town hall? To ask questions about this season of the Chicago Blackhawks, yes or no?
Yep.
Okay, then I am perplexed, putting it very, very lightly here, perplexed, just a little confused, a little fucking confuzzled, why Rocky Wirtz thought that this question did not belong in this press conference. That's number one. Why was he taken by surprise here? Why Mark Lazarus asked a question and Rocky Wirtz was like, no, what are you talking about? I didn't know this question was going to come today. We're not talking about it today. I'm not prepared for this. Like a little bitch baby crying because he doesn't want to eat his vegetables for dinner. This guy completely deflects the question. He is the CEO of the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't even know if that's the correct terminology. CEO, chairman, whatever it is. This guy, he's at the very, very top. He represents the Chicago Blackhawks in every way. When the video investigation, the results of the investigation came out in video format a few months ago, it was him, it was Danny Wirtz, and they were just talking about what the hell went on in the investigation. And they talked about what they're going to do going forward. Do you remember, Simon, what they said that the Chicago Blackhawks were going to follow in the months and years following the Kyle Beach incident?
Oh my God.
What are a few words that the Chicago Blackhawks say they want to integrate within their organization? Like, what comes to mind?
Oh my God. What do they want to integrate? They said they wanted to make sure that things like this never happened again. Mm-hmm. They wanted to make sure their players felt safe.
Yep.
They wanted to make sure that basically everything along those lines. Again, I don't, to be completely honest, I've been studying all day. My brain's a little fried, but like it's things along those, like things relating to those concepts, those mm-hmm. ideas of safety, ideas of not feeling like players are going to be taken advantage of, like doing your due diligence when hiring players to work for your organization, things along those lines.
Yep. Accountability, I would add in there.
Yep,
integrity.
That's a big one. Accountability. Yep. Integrity. Yep.
So tell me how, if an organization wants to be more accountable for its actions, how appropriate is it for the head of the organization to completely deflect a question about something that was just concluded? Keep in mind, this Kyle Beach incident was concluded in court as a settlement literally 6 weeks ago. That's it.
Yep.
Six weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other investigations currently still ongoing, I don't know if I'm incorrect or not, regarding this entire scandal. There's a shit ton of stuff going on in sports. Mm-hmm. Chicago Blackhawks, I'm gonna zone in on here. They're still under fire for a lot of different things, okay? They haven't left the fire from the Kyle Beach incident yet.
Nope.
And yet, Rocky Wirtz doesn't want to talk about it anymore. Which tells you what? Mm-hmm. Whatever the hell they said during that press conference, accountability, integrity, the Chicago Blackhawks, during the settlement, what did they say? They said the Chicago Blackhawks want to be a beacon of hope and security for players in the NHL.
That's right. They did say that.
Oh, bullshit.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Yep.
That doesn't mean anything. The person at the top doesn't believe in that. Mm-hmm. Who does? If I have made a tweet about this last night. I read about it just before I was going to sleep, and I made a horrible mistake because that made me stay up for like 2 hours longer than I should have.
Yo, same. Actually, same. But yeah, go ahead.
I was about to settle into bed and then read this and I'm like,
Yeah, you sent me a text. I was in bed. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I sent you a text at like 1:30 or something.
Yeah,
what did
like
I say?
1:30.
I was like, you already know what we're going to talk about today.
I was like, yeah, shit. Yeah.
Look, whatever the hell they said over the last 2 months, they don't believe in it. Let's be serious here, right? They don't care.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care. It was just for show. It's just a big PR stunt. They don't care whatever the hell happened 10 years ago. They want to move forward. And
they also just hired Marian Hossa and Patrick Sharp, and they want to act like 2010 didn't happen.
I know, right? So here's what specifically Rocky Wirtz said. He said, we're going to move forward. We're not going to talk about 2010. Why not? Mm-hmm. Are you scared?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Yeah. Why do you want to talk about 2010? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well,
you settled it, right? You settled the incident. Why do you want to talk about it? Like, we're not talking about the findings from the settlement that you had with Kyle Beach. We're just talking about what do you want to do going forward? What can players around the league expect? Why would, if anyone is employed with the Chicago Blackhawks organization, or if any player is drafted over the next decade, why should they feel welcome and safe and secure in the organization? Why? Now they won't.
Yeah, that's a very valid question. And the answer is they can't. Not right now.
If I was working for the organization, I'd question everything right now. I'd ask my manager. I'd ask my manager's manager. I'd be like, what is this? What do we actually believe in here?
Like, what are we doing here? Yeah, basically. Like, oh my God. Like, the Chicago Blackhawks are, like, it's incredible. It feels like how, it feels like not even like a decade ago, like even like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they were an organization where people like, oh, that's the cornerstone organization. You want to model your organization after them. They have so much success on the ice. They have so much character and everything. And then like literally it was all a sham.
Mm-hmm.
And their fall from grace has been such, now granted, that doesn't matter. What they did was wrong, and what they did was literally illegal. But like every day now that goes on during the Chicago, like, because I'm speaking from someone who actually really, really, really liked the Blackhawks growing up. Like, this is, I don't say heartbreaking, because again, like, it's a sports team. But like, man, like, you think one thing so hard, so much, and then stuff like this happens. It's like, I like, it's, they deceived all of us back in October. They deceived all of us.
Oh, they tricked, like, me, man. I really thought that they grew. I really thought, wow, I was fooled.
No, but like I in hindsight, it's easy to say that now, but for like 6 weeks later, for them to have a town hall and the owner to come out that aggressively and basically, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically contradict all the stuff he said, like, literally, like, a couple months ago.
It's a hissy fit.
It is.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's so many things with the Blackhawks that I think are in question. So, obviously, they've been in question for a very long time, like starting back when this thing was first, when the Kyle Beach allegations were first announced. But, like, man, like, I just don't, like, where do they go from here? I genuinely have no idea.
Backward, because that's where they go.
Literally, but like, I don't, like, Rocky Wirtz is going to continue to run the Chicago Blackhawks until, like, the NHL tells them not to, and I don't even think they will, because of the freaking NHL. But like,
oh, yeah, I'm not even going to talk about the fact that the NHL didn't say anything regarding this. Gary Bettman didn't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah,
like it's the NHL, man. Like, it's, this is something we've been talking about forever. But like,
I know, right?
Man, like, oh my God. Like,
look, do you think that was an inappropriate question to ask?
Like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm, absolutely not. And then
this is like Rocky Wirtz, whether you like it or not, that question doesn't just pertain to things that happen in the workplace. That question that was asked is a lot more wider than you would like to think. It doesn't just affect your employees. It affects people who support your organization financially, because without the fans, you're fucked.
Yep.
And they're already starting to feel that. The Chicago Blackhawks financially are going to go down the drain. Not down the drain. They're original six team. They still have a very wide following around the league, but like, I feel very confident saying, since this thing came out, they have taken very serious financial hits, whether it's from sponsorships, from fans that don't want to attend that don't really want to root for the team as of right now. Like, I'm just so shocked. So I don't want to say shocked, but like, I'm so disappointed. I guess is the best way to say it. Disappointed, frustrated, angry, like. Here, like, and this is, again, I'll this is my last point I'll make before I let you kind of go off more, but like, it feels like almost every day now something happens in the hockey, sorry, in the world of hockey or in the NHL, where it's just like, it makes me fall out of love with the sport a little bit every day. We spent the last like two out of the last three episodes talking about racism in hockey. We're now talking about an owner who 2 months ago said that they were like dedicated to creating real change in the organization to prevent any future instances of sexual assault, to increase accountability, all of that. And again and again and again, it's just a whole lot of BS. And now like the NHL is now becoming just a, like NHL and hockey is becoming more of a drama than it is an actual sports league.
Yeah.
Like is this, like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to highlight one thing you said over there. You said every day you begin to lose your love for the sport. You said something along those lines, right?
Yep.
So, Mr. Gary Bettman, how do you like that? Simon and I have been following your league for what, a combined 30 years, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Probably more.
Yep.
And look at us talking about your league right now. Look at the way we're describing your league. Look at the way we're describing you. This is what you're doing to your new fans. Sorry, not your new fans, your old fans. You're alienating them. You don't give a shit about how you run this league. You're not going to grow. You will never, ever, ever be one of the most popular sports in the world, in North America even, until you get your shit together. You're like fifth. You care about money, right? You're fifth. You're not going anywhere.
Nope.
Okay.
This isn't about, sorry. Just one more thing. Like, this isn't about even about the NHL because, yeah, sorry, it is because they didn't say anything, but like, this is more so about the Blackhawks and Rocky Wirtz than the NHL because, like, again, just think about the things that have happened in the NHL like this season. You have Kyle Beach, and who very, very courageously came out against the Chicago Blackhawks and Brad Aldrich and told his story, which was great. It was awful that it happened, but the fact he came out, it was great. You had John Doe too come out and have his thing with the Blackhawks and Brad Aldrich, which again, great that they got justice. There's a third John Doe who apparently is considering filing a lawsuit or preparing to file a lawsuit against the Chicago Blackhawks. So there's another one, which means part that, like, this is going to go on for at least another couple months to a year. You have Evander Kane, we've talked about his character issues and the stuff he's done in the past. He was released and he was recently picked up again. Like, what are we doing here, guys? Like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, it's disgusting. It really is. I can't think of a better way to think about it, because we're literally talking about like sexual misconduct and like literally someone who's engaged in illegal activities. Anyways, this is another rant for another day. But like, while we're on the topic of like things that NHL has failed to do during the whole Blackhawks scandal, because that's literally what is the scandal. Just accents the rest of the activities that go on around the league. And it's ridiculous. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. Even as a fan, like, I'm just at a loss for words, more so than usual.
Hey, it's none of your business.
Apparently. Oh my God.
Right.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
Who gave him the audacity? Like, who gave him the audacity to say it's none of our business to ask about this thing?
Yep. That's a good question.
Hold on. Mark Lazarus is a reporter. This is literally his job.
a very well-known, very popular, credited writer for a very popular, respected organization at The Athletic. Very popular. They're taking over probably one of the biggest sports journalism websites and like sources right now, but yes.
So, it is his business. Literally, yep. This is his business.
He is literally doing his job.
Yeah, he is doing his job for his business. So therefore, this is his business. By definition, you are wrong, Rocky Wirtz.
Yeah.
And then he just brings up, yeah, we don't want to talk about Kyle Beach. What more do I have to say? Next question. And then perfectly, Mark Lazarus ends it with, you said enough there. That's it. Good job, Mark.
And honestly, all to Mark Lazarus. I don't think people, I haven't seen this thought. Mark Lazarus did an absolutely phenomenal job in that encounter. He held his ground, didn't snap, didn't do anything. He kind of just asked his question, got the response, and he kind of just did his job. I mean, good. I mean, honestly, good for him. And I don't mean that sarcastic. I genuinely mean that because, again, like, that's.
Me too. It's a good job.
He maintained
professionalism. Seriously. He maintained professionalism more and more consistently than the CEO of an organization.
Yeah, literally. Mark Lazarus for owner of the Chicago Blackhawks. Starting it right now.
He babied Rocky Wirtz during the interaction.
Basically, yeah. The other thing I found like just so sad about this whole encounter is that Danny Wirtz, the CEO of the actual team, wanted to answer the question. He wanted to answer it, and his dad cut him off.
Was it Danny Wirtz or was it someone else on the panel?
It was Danny Wirtz. Okay. I'm almost 100% sure it was Danny Wirtz. Danny Wirtz started to answer the question. He was going to take over the question, but his father cut him off.
Yeah, it was so painful. Danny Wirtz was going to say something like, I'll take a shot at this,
He was going to start talking about the stuff they were implementing to make sure something like this didn't happen. But nope.
Yeah.
None of your business. Nope.
Mm-mm. Rocky Wirtz is like, no, fuck off.
Literally, like, it's, oh my god, and like, that's like, I genuinely sympathize for Danny Wirtz in that situation, because he's literally, like, again, not too much because fuck the Blackhawks, but like, he was literally, like, he was trying to answer, like, because he had, like, who knows if the Blackhawks are actually doing anything. Like, whatever Danny Wirtz was gonna say might have been a whole load of BS, but like, he was gonna do a way better job of handling the town hall and then Rocky Wirtz did. Like, oh my god,
you know that,
like,
TikTok audio, the one where it's like the woman was too stunned to speak.
Yes, literally.
That was like, everyone, like, on the panel, everyone. Rocky was just having his moment. He was throwing his hissy fit. He was venting, he was ranting, and everyone else on the panel was just like, what the fuck is going on?
This literally felt like a 10 o'clock atomic bomb that was just dropped on Twitter yesterday. Like, I was like, I just finished my assignment last night. I was scrolling through Twitter. I was like, oh my god, what? Anyway, like, that's not the point here.
But can you play the second clip?
Yeah. So again, this is another same town hall, by the way. We're playing another audio clip from the same town hall.
A few minutes later, another reporter, Phil Thompson from the Chicago Tribune. He's a sports writer. He asks a question after Mark Lazarus does. A few minutes later.
During the Jenner and Block briefing, you guys talked about a change in culture and transparency and demonstrating the new culture and values that are going to protect players and protect the organization in the future. And it seems like the second that we asked a question about that, it's met with resistance. So I'm going to ask it again.
I answered it.
No, I don't.
I answered it. And I told you to get off the subject. We're not going to bring up the report.
No,
you read it.
We're not asking about the report. We're talking about what the report was talking about,
and I told you we're moving on. Now, I don't like these. I think you're out of line to ask this line of questions. Why don't you ask about something else? Why don't you ask about the GM?
Okay, I will ask.
Why don't you do something else?
Okay,
why do you bring up old business?
Some of the season ticket holders that I've talked to said that they're having trouble maintaining value on their resale because, you know, a lot of people.
Is that a fact? I didn't realize you're in our ticket department.
Okay. Come on.
Let's talk about all the negative stuff. When I talk about your negative paper and how, what the sports page looks like, should I do that?
No, these are dedicated.
You can't even get our elite scores.
Rocky, can I finish my question? They say they want to hold on because they value the Blackhawks, but they want to defray some of the costs. You've seen that attendance has been dipping. I want to ask why you think it's dipping and what can they do to maintain their value? So when they renew a package, they can defray some of their costs? That's a fair question.
Yes, it is. So Jamie can answer that.
Oh my God. I actually hadn't heard that clip. So that's the first time I've heard that clip. But oh my God. So hold on. I want to say something. So hold on. Rocky Wurtz here. Okay. This kind of mentions, talks about this kind of more. So this is also kind of hitting what you were saying earlier. You're going to hold a town hall for all the fine folks who cover the Blackhawks and the Chicago media, which is fair. I think that's a great idea. The Blackhawks have had a really interesting year. They started off really poorly. Now they're doing mediocre in the standings. Like, they might want to ask some questions. That's fine. But once they get there, you're actually going to filter them and basically restrict what they can ask. I don't get it. It that just seems so, like, again, like, I don't know. Like, if he didn't want to be asked about the Kyle Beach thing or the stuff that the Blackhawks were doing,
he shouldn't have been there.
Then you shouldn't have been there. You shouldn't have hosted the town hall. Or, like,
what were you expecting by holding a town hall? Did you just think no one would ask about the Kyle Beach thing?
Yep.
And if that's what you thought, that's even worse.
Yep.
That just means you're ignorant. You thought this thing would go away. And honestly, that's what this whole thing was about. This whole drama, this of them handling the allegation. They just wanted to go away. Like, go away. We don't fucking care about.
They swept it under the rug twice.
Yes.
They swept it under the rug in 2010. And they swept it under the rug the second the Jenner and Block thing came out back in October.
I'd argue.
And now they're
going to. He just did it again yesterday night.
That's what I meant. Like, they did it three times, not twice, three times.
Yeah. Like, they're just like, make it go away. No, I don't want to talk about it. Ew, no. Talk about something more fun, like our GM search.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Why was your GM fired? Is that not tangentially related to the Kyle Beach thing too? Or no, you were just more prepared to answer that question. Well, then that's even worse. Why were you not prepared to answer this question in your own town hall?
Yeah. Like, man, I don't even know where to, like, this is just.
The worst part of that exchange with Phil Thompson was, I can't believe he said this. Like, oh my God. Come on, man. Like, how did he become the CEO? If this is the way he handles his organization, this is the way he handles his quote unquote company. Like, we're not going to answer these questions. If you're in the company, we will. Man, fuck your company. Thing, if this is what your company is like, no, thank you. I don't think anyone in your company, if they even want to ask the question to you, you're not going to give them a response anyway. So why are you pretending?
Yeah. One thing I don't have hope for, but one thing I think I'm interested to see what happens with is, so the NHL All-Star weekend is this weekend. I believe that, like, I think the NHL break has already started. One thing that was added, I think it was today, was that I have no hope for this whatsoever, but they added a media availability with Gary Bettman and Bill Daly. I doubt anything productive is going to be said or anything helpful regarding this current situation will be said at that meeting, but it's going to be very interesting to see what questions are asked. And because I suspect there's going to be at least one question regarding this outburst from Rocky Wurtz, and I'm very curious to see how they handle it. Because here's the thing, right? One thing I keep thinking of is the way that the NBA handled the Donald Sterling situation, where he had a racist comment towards African American people, and like the commissioner made him sell the team. Is this not worse? It is
true.
They're different things. They're different things, but they're like, in terms of how bad they are, and it is literally evil. Mm-hmm. And I cannot believe, like, again, time will tell how this is handled, but like, he's not going to make them sell. He's not going to make Rocky Wurtz sell the Blackhawks.
No, he's not.
That's how well I know the NHL. They're not going to do it.
And do you know why? That's because Gary Bettman and Rocky Wurtz, they're like this.
Probably. It's like that with all the owners. It's because Gary Bettman knows how to play his cards. He knows that the only people that can get him fired are the owners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it ridiculous? Yes. 100%. Is it fair? No. But
nothing you can do about it. Too bad.
For all these billionaire owners of these sports teams,
mm-hmm.
Most of them own these as a play toy. They're not really making, they don't own them to make money off of this. They're billionaires for other reasons, right? They have huge businesses that give them the money in their pocket. This is just a side thing. This is not the main source of their income for most mm-hmm. of these owners. And I'd go as far as to say in almost every sport, that's the case. So
yep.
It's a play, it's a toy, right? It's their fun. It's their fun business that they get to own.
Mm-hmm.
The fun yep. side of their lives. Do you think, Mr. Gary Bettman, please, I hope to God you say something appropriate whenever you discuss this next. Do you think it's good? Do you think it's appropriate? Do you think it's respectful for the other GMs in the league who are very, very respectful for the situation and have offered a lot of support for Kyle Beach and et cetera? Do you think you should let Rocky Wirtz keep his play toy? Like, what's the punishment here? Yeah. You fined them $2 million. Remember a couple months ago?
Yep.
Do you think that worked? No.
Yeah. Probably not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
I'd fine them another $2 million just because of what the fuck you just said last night, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Didn't learn anything, man.
Like, of course. Keep going. Yeah. Another $2 million. Hit me.
Yeah.
Until you know yeah. how to respect everyone.
So the Wirtz Corporation net worth is $2.5 billion.
Yeah.
It's pocket cash. Like, it's $2 million is nothing.
Yep. And the thing is, attendance is dropping significantly for the Blackhawks. Like, you can go to a Hawks game now for, I think, $8.
Something like that.
It's ridiculous. And basically, Phil Thompson's question is, what can season ticket holders do to maintain the value of their package when they try to renew one now? Because I think
literally nothing. They can do nothing.
But it's a valid question, right? It's a valid question.
No, sorry. Yeah, sorry. The question is valid. The answer is nothing.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, the answer
yes,
is nothing.
But yes. But yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Rocky Wirtz takes that as like a insult against his organization. And he's like, oh yeah? Oh yeah? Well, you're not in the ticket department. How do you know? How do you know?
Well,
why don't we talk about your paper?
Ticketmaster,
literally. Why don't we talk about your paper? Yeah. Why don't we talk about what your sports page looks like? That's exactly what he said in retaliation. Mm-hmm. Child, 12-year-old, mm-hmm. 8-year-old, I'd say.
Yep. Yeah. Another disagreement here. Like, oh my god. Like, man. We had a great episode last week. It was our last time talking about the Olympics, how excited I was to watch the Olympic hockey, how, oh my god, the Winter Olympics are going to be so much fun. And then, like, this is just, man.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to cover this. I have a couple more things to say regarding this, and then we can quickly migrate to something a little more fun near the end of this episode.
Maybe.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The apology. Did you read that?
Oh my god. Yes, I did. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I want to know which intern or which Chicago Blackhawks employee wrote that apology. There's no fucking way in hell. Oh my god. That apology means nothing to me.
Nothing.
It means nothing.
I do not care. It's
the fact that it was literally a typed out document put on Twitter.
Yeah.
For those of you who, I'm going to read the apology. So this is a statement from Rocky Wirtz, a personal statement from the Chicago Blackhawks.
Personal Rocky Wirtz. Statement.
Personal statement. Very personal. Very personal. I'm sure your heart will be touched after this. I'm sure you'll forget everything. tonight at a Chicago Blackhawks town hall, my response to two questions crossed the line. I want to apologize to the fans and those reporters, and I regret that my response overshadowed the great work this organization is doing to move forward. Yeah, fucking bullshit. We have the right so that wasn't in the quote. We have the right leaders and right processes in place to create a safe environment for our employees and players. Rocky, I'm sorry to break it to you, but based on your response, you literally just He just said, my response to two questions crossed the line, and then the last line was, We have the right leaders and right processes in place to create a safe environment for employees and players. Those contradict each other.
Yeah.
So which one is it? Are you sorry or do you have things in place? Because clearly you do not have, you don't have one, you have one or the other. Not
That's
both.
A good point. That's a good point.
Like, and maybe I'm wrong because maybe they do have things in place. They shouldn't discuss them at the thing, but like, the fact that the proper time to say something was at the actual town hall.
Yeah.
The minute after you snapped the Mark Lazarus, you say, "Hey, Mark, sorry. I truly do apologize for the way I answered your question. It was unprofessional. It was unacceptable, considering we had a we tried to cover up a sexual assault case on our there was a sexual assault case on our watch that we tried to sweep under the rug. And we understand that there's a lot of concern from the fans, from our employees, from the people who actually follow the team to know how we are going to fix this situation. Here's how we are going to do it." He picked the polar opposite, which is to ignore it and then put out a phony statement afterwards as a PR stunt, because this thing is literally, I think it's in terms of sports media right now, outside of the Brian Flores lawsuit, is probably the hottest thing going on, like Twitter. It is everywhere.
Obviously, yeah. He did not post that. He does not give a shit. It's some whoever is running the PR account for the Chicago Blackhawks. I am so, so sorry for what you have to go through every single day. I just saw a really funny tweet.
Who's it from?
Yahoo Sports NHL.
Oh, no. What's the tweet?
They said, "The job post from hell." And it's a picture of
PR
manager Chicago Blackhawks.
So funny. Like, man. Underrated, like, victims from this whole thing. Freaking Blackhawks fans, man.
Yeah.
Like, okay, hold on. Like, okay, I'm gonna put this out there. I saw some really disappointing stuff last night. And it was more so responses to, and people like putting stuff under the videos of that were circulating of Mark Lazarus. And I mean, there's always some idiots in every fan base. Like I'm not going to sit here and pretend like there aren't Leafs fans who are in that same boat, but like the Chicago Blackhawks fan base has some truly loyal fans. They have a great fan base, their original six fan base. So they probably had, if not have, one of the most widespread followings in the NHL with the Leafs, the Red Wings, the Bruins, every other original six teams. But like, man, their team was just slowly starting to turn it around. Like, they've been playing some very entertaining hockey. Marc-Andre Fleury, man, this might be his last year in the NHL, and he has to deal with this. Like, Jesus Christ, man. And then the fans have had to endure the Kyle Beach thing back in October, and then it's been there basically the whole season, and then slowly as a team starting to do well, this gets dropped on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, man.
It sucks, man.
Even as a Leafs fan, we've been through some shit, but I honestly can't imagine something like this as a fan. Like, the team you love, a team you invest a lot of your money into, a team that like you feel like, oh, you spend so much time watching and dedicating all this time to, and you find out that basically it's essentially an evil organization.
Yep.
Like even the logo of this team is considered to be one of the nicest in hockey, but is also racist.
Uh-huh.
They have a racist logo.
That's
racist
true.
Logo. They covered up a sexual assault allegation. Like, man. Like, that's like the two things we talked on this podcast all the time about. Oh, this is bad. This is something that needs to change. And like, the Blackhawks are culprits of both of them. I've always loved the Chicago Blackhawks uniforms. It's a whole other point, but like, my God,
they tainted it now. I can't look at the logo the same way anymore. I can't look at any of the Blackhawks players the same way.
Jonathan Toews, and I've said this multiple times. Jonathan Toews used to be my favorite player in the NHL before Auston Matthews came around. Tarnished, tainted. Mm-hmm. I have two Jonathan Toews jerseys in my closet. I have not touched them. I literally put them into a box because I can't even look at them anymore. Like, and imagine having, like, I'm a Leafs fan. Imagine being a Blackhawks fan. That man is still the captain.
Yep. We can go back and talk about what Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane said, but we're going to, if anyone's interested.
Actually, one thing about Jonathan Toews, and this isn't about Toews. This is about a tweet I saw. Talking about Toews reminded me of one of the things I saw yesterday. Someone on Twitter, don't know the handle, don't know the name. I read it and I was like, holy shit, that's a bad take. Jonathan Toews was named the captain at a very young age. I think it was like the first year after he was put in the league. And someone wanted to point out, it's not Jonathan Toews' job. He's just a Canadian kid who's living the dream. It's not his responsibility to report what's happening in the locker room. Number one, he's the captain. That's part of your job. Sorry, you're a leader. You're supposed to literally do the right thing. You're supposed to lead your team and do the right thing. So that point's not valid. Number two, if Jonathan Toews is just a Canadian kid, what the fuck is Kyle Beach?
True. Good point.
That's not a valid... I love Jonathan Toews, or I loved Jonathan Toews. Clearly not anymore. But Blackhawks fans, or at least the ones that I've seen defending Jonathan Toews, I'm sorry, that's the wrong take. He is accountable. He is accountable. He needs to be held accountable. And I don't know. I just don't know.
For anyone wondering, I also am not a fan of Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane anymore. Anyone wondering why, you can go back a few months and research what those two said regarding the Kyle Beach incident right after Stan Bowman was fired. We talked about it extensively as well, so I'm not going to bring it up again, but there's a reason. We spent
3 episodes on it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess this is our fourth now.
Yeah.
Okay, the apology itself, honestly, I don't care. It's whatever. It's just a PR stunt. Don't give a fuck.
And but, just to be clear, you're talking about the Rocky Words apology. Yes. Not the Toews or Kane apology. It's the Rocky Words apology. Go on.
Yes. I mean those two also PR stunts. But this one specifically also PR.
Yeah. Yeah.
A real apology, in my opinion, would have come directly from Rocky Words. Not a document that says statement from Rocky Words.
Literally.
How do I know? Where's his face? I don't hear him saying these things. The last thing I heard him saying.
He has other things to do, man.
Busy guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can't even be present for your own team's PR fire. You're making some intern.
No, how dare you? How dare you? That's none of your business, sir. How dare you?
That's true. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rocky Words. Please don't punch me in the face.
Yeah.
But look, a good apology, in my opinion, would have been maybe not yesterday night, right? Maybe think about what the hell happened and take your time to form a proper apology, form a proper statement instead of this bullshit, and have a video of Rocky Words, maybe just directly apologizing. It doesn't have to be that long, maybe 10, 15 seconds. If he's such a busy guy, right? I'm sure he can take out 10, 15 seconds of his day.
No, to apologize for something. Can't. He can't. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. No, he's too busy. Yeah, sorry.
Probably.
I'm joking. For those of you who are
holding dolphins in the Atlantic or something.
I'm not condoning Rocky Works behavior. Just to be clear here.
The instant reception I have, the perception I have for Rocky Works now, he's just a dick. And how are you going to fix that? Not through this statement.
No.
I just think the entire Blackhawks right now are assholes as well. So why doesn't someone, Danny Wirtz, man. You poor guy, say something to address the situation from your face. Don't make a document about it. Maybe hold another brief press conference. Doesn't have to be too long to talk about it, right? This is damn important for your organization, man. And what I would add is, in your apology, I would properly answer the two questions this time.
Yep.
I'd say that's Lazarus.
The thing is, he fully would have at the town hall too. He would have answered those questions. That's a ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
I would go out and say, Mark Lazarus, apologies. Didn't answer your question properly. Here's my answer. Phil Thompson, I guess in one way or another, they answered it, but apologies to you.
Sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting off. Yeah.
I think Phil Thompson had a different question when he started, and then he kind of morphed into something else so that he could have his word in and they don't completely freeze him out.
Well, he was sticking out for Mark Lazarus. Credit.
Yeah.
He literally called him on his bullshit. You said one thing, But your response, it says a different, like, it what's the word, contradicts your statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you asked a good question, like, how do we fix this? I don't think they can, dude. Not with Rocky words. Like, man, like, whenever he...
Sorry, go ahead.
Whenever he retires or whenever he leaves, there's going to be, oh, he brought us 3 Stanley Cups there. This is, like, as close as we're going to get to a modern-day dynasty or whatever. But, man, like, this, like... We're going to see what happens with John Doe 3, because, again, that's the story literally isn't even over yet. Apparently, there's another chapter coming.
Yeah.
Which apparently Rick West is talking about it tonight, apparently. So that'll be good. That'll be good to watch. This will obviously be up after that, so I hope anyone who is following hockey watches it. But, like, man, like, it really just feels like, again, no, obviously not every single person in the Blackhawks is evil, but, like, it literally just feels like, I wish I could just fire them into the sun.
Yeah,
really, like, man, like, one thing I spent a lot of time thinking about recently is, like, oh, where's Arizona gonna relocate to? Because I think that's something we can get into later, but, like, I think it's something that's probably gonna need to happen sooner, at some point. But, like, Chicago will never lose their team, I don't think. But, like, I just think they need a reset, man. I think they need a big, I don't know how much of a reset they need, but, like, I think just basically top to bottom, I think they should need a, and I thought that happened back in October, but apparently it wasn't good enough. So, anyways.
I'm going to quickly run through some tweets now and then end this with a question of the day. So, some tweets, one of them was actually not from Wayne Gretzky himself, but Ken Campbell. Gretzky mentioned on TNT, I'm sitting here thinking, as a parent, you're sitting there going, my son is 18 years old and he's going to be maybe drafted by that team. I want to know my 18-year-old son is going to be protected. Yep. Good words from Wayne Gretzky.
That is very good. That's a very good point, Wayne. Literally everyone who was alive on planet Earth agrees with you, except for Rocky words. But yes, go ahead.
Everyone in the entire community just saying this is beyond shameful, this is disgusting.
Sorry, can I add one?
Sure, go ahead.
Tab Bamford. He is a author of the Internet Baseball Writers Association of America. So he's in Chicago. He writes for the Cubs, or he's a member of the Cubs broadcasting or whatever. So, again, it's a very he's in Chicago. He hears a lot of stuff. This is at 8:28 yesterday. Rocky didn't want to answer a question about attendance, wanted to leave that first ticket sales department. Wonder what their reaction is to the town hall, .. I have received a dozen text messages in the last half hour from current full season and ticket plan customers who are done. Hashtag Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Look what you did.
Yeah.
From Stu Cowan, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman's silence so far on Rocky Wirt's comments last night in Chicago speaks volumes. Yeah, it does. Very true.
Yeah.
Silence is sometimes deafening, and right now I'm deaf. Mike Stevens, every second that Rocky Wirt's remains chairman of the Blackhawks is another stain on the NHL's legacy. Man, that legacy is stained as balls right now. Don't know how you recover from this. And then Mark Lazarus himself, he quoted, we're not going to talk about Kyle Beach. So this is from the conference where Rocky Wirtz said. And then in response in his tweet, he says, Rocky Wirtz, long considered a franchise savior by Blackhawks fans, spent years building up goodwill, trust, and credibility in Chicago. He lost all of it last night.
So there's one here. So I'm just reading more stuff off the previous one I read, because I was curious to see if I could find any Blackhawks fans who had anything to say about this. Joanna Hawk 9 at Schmidt Joanne had a tweet. I want to add this. I'm done, and I was there tonight at Queenie's, which I'm guessing is the name of the bar or wherever they were hosting the town hall. When this happened, I'm curious, why have a town hall meeting if you're not going to let the town speak or ask questions? Richie Rich Rocky should sell this team. And apparently
Season ticket holders were submit, or so this is another tweet below that, but season ticket holders were asked to submit questions. Have to wonder why, if the intent was to never use them. Pretending to engage, question mark. And all I can say to that, to both of those, is yes.
Like
even season ticket holders, like are thinking the same things we are. And man, like,
okay,
like I just don't know where we go from here, man. I really don't.
I don't know, man. I thought we hit rock bottom. I guess there's more. I guess we're
now. We go to baseball. We're now becoming the AAA podcast where we cover the Blue Jays. And you know,
hey, man, yo, the Blue Jays. I'm so down.
Okay, welcome everyone. Okay, maybe.
I mean, yeah, maybe. Okay. Here, hard right turn. God,
fucking damn it.
Hard right turn.
I like right turns. They're my favorite.
And just for a few minutes, because we obviously this was very important to discuss. So I'm glad we spent the majority of today's episode covering it.
I agree with that.
The All-Star game is tomorrow, or the All-Star skills competition is tomorrow, and the game is the next
day. Oh my God.
Gary Bettman will be there. Yeah. We'll see if during a interview with him, he answers any questions regarding this allegation, this new one now. But players will be there as well, playing their game. So I'm going to quickly run you through the four divisions, and I want your prediction on what team you think will take the game. What team you think
will take the game? First. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Metro, you got Aho, Giroux, Gensel, Hughes, Kuznetsov, Chris Kreider, Ovechkin, Adam Pellick, Zach Werenski.
I think Ovi might be out. I think Ovi's out with COVID.
He is. You're right. COVID.
Yeah. Slash recharging with Simon's fantasy team the second week. Hell yeah. Second half. Let's go. Anyways, yes, go ahead.
Freddie Anderson and Tristan Jarry.
Damn, not bad.
Adam Fox is no longer playing. So that's Metro.
Yep.
Atlantic, you got Bergeron, Huberdeau, Larkin, Matthew, Stamkos. Holy shit. Suzuki, Kachuk, Rasmus Dahlin, Victor Hedman, Soupy, and Vazzy.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Centro, you got Kyle Connor, DeBrincat, Kadri, Kaprizov, Keller, Jordan Kyrou, Joe Pavelski, Roman Josi, Kale McCarr, UC Saros, and Cam Talbot.
Oh, yeah, there's no McKinnon. True, yeah. Okay.
McKinnon's out with injury. And also in Metro, Adam Fox is out with an injury. So he's not playing either. Mm-hmm. And then the Pacific, you got Drysdale, Eberle, Goodrow, Kempe, McDavid. Timo Meier, Mark Stone, Troy Terry, Alex Petrangelo, John Gibson, and Thatcher Demko.
Holy shit. Okay, yeah. So I pulled up the document just so I could have everything in front of me. Man. Yeah, it's going to be... Holy shit. Oh, my God. Who do I think is going to take the All-Star game? That is a very good question. I'm going to go with the Pacific. They have Dreisaitl, McDavid, Stone, Petrangelo, Gibson, who's very good. Thatcher Demko is very good. Troy Terry's been on a tear. No pun intended. Actually, I'm going to rank them. I'll go Pacific 1. I'll go Central 2, Atlantic 3. Metro 4 in their current settings with the players that are going, not the ones that were initially announced.
Okay. Well, I guess you will never know the difference between the third and fourth place teams, right? Because they just play.
No, I think they play. I think. No, they don't. Play.
They don't.
I don't think they do. Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Atlantic takes the cake.
Yeah,
I just don't think you can beat that four roster, to be honest.
So if the Central had kept Nathan MacKinnon, I probably would have picked the Central. The Central would have had MacKinnon, Kyle Connor, Kadri, Kaprizov, Kyrou, Josi, Makar. That's just for skaters, and they would have had UC Saros as their goalie. Like, holy Jesus, man. Like, I love the Preds. I love the Preds. Like, and they're in second place. Oh, yes. Way to go, boys.
Yeah, the Metro Division, I don't think is going to do too well, to be honest.
They would never cover up a sexual assault allegation or a sexual assault case. Not even an allegation.
The Preds?
The Preds, yes. Everyone loves the Preds.
And my faith, to be honest, in hockey or sports organizations has kind of dipped.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. Actually, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that before, but that's okay.
Don't jinx it, man.
Yeah. Anyways, thanks for hanging with us. I know this is probably a tough one to get through again. But if you have, I think this is probably a very helpful conversation for you to listen to. Even if you know all the things that we said or agree with things that we said, I think it's always good to have dialogue over stuff like this. Oh my God, I can't believe this fucking happens. Oh my God.
No, right?
Yeah. Again, continue to keep checking out our YouTube channel. I know it's a very, 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 very even harder right turn than what we were talking about before, but just so everyone knows, we are continuing to keep updating our socials, more so the YouTube page. Everything else is kind of up to date, but if you haven't subscribed, do that. There's more and more up-to-date stuff coming. We're hoping to have everything up on the weekend.
Yeah.
And yeah, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Google Podcasts. All the links are in the link tree, which can be found in the links and sorry, in the bios of our socials. And yeah, that's really all I got.
Thank you.
Fuck Rocky Words.
Yeah.